Hi, I'm Kim Cotola, thanking you for listening to this highlight from Cradle My Heart Radio. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Remember, your support makes this possible, so we thank you in advance. So how has it gone with your son? I assume that when he called, you said yes, you did want to meet. And tell us about how that has unfolded over these last 6 years.
Well, there's so many blessings tied up in this. Before I met him, I went to speak with a retired minister that my husband and I both had talked with for various things, very wise man. And he said, Betty, in 60 years of counseling, I've never heard a story like this, but I want to challenge you because the Lord has not given you this story to hide it. He's given it to you to proclaim his miracles and what he can do. And, oh dear, I don't talk about things. But I agreed to meet, his name is Michael, and his wife, and for my husband to come with me, and we agreed to meet at a neutral place. And it was one of those tremendous experiences in your life, one of a kind. And he came, we walked to the door, came in a restaurant, and this man ran up to me and said, I'd like to hug you if that's okay. I said, okay, I think I know who you are, and yes, that would be fine. And it was a very joyous occasion and a very positive meeting.
Had your husband been aware that you had had that experience when you were in grad school?
Yes. I had told him before we were married. I wanted to give him the chance to leave the relationship, but he is a fine man, and he said that that's not going to stop us from getting married, and he has been very supportive the whole time and very supportive about meeting Michael. So
I think that's
blessed.
So encouraging. It's so encouraging because so many people do not share the information with a spouse before marriage. But Betty, I think, you know, again, it's a testament to your character that you wanted to give him the opportunity to leave if that information about your past was not acceptable to him. So many people are afraid to even do that. Fear, again, drives so much of what happens around abortion. But, and I have to ask, having sought you out as his biological mother, as his birth mother, has he made contact with his father? Has Michael made contact with his birth father?
He asked me if I knew his whereabouts and if he was alive. And I said, well, I have not seen him for 40 years. And I told him where he might be able to find him and gave him his name. But I said, please, if you will, before you contact him, my husband and I need to talk to our sons. And we agreed that we needed to meet with them in person. And one of those sons was on deployment, so we had 2 more months before we would have that opportunity. And then since then, he has made contact with his birth father. Turns out that his birth father had been married for 30 years and did not have a child. And his brother had no biological children but had 2 adoptive children. And so Michael is the only birth child in his family between he and his brother. And they have formed a very good relationship. Remarkably enough, football games and birthdays is not unusual for Michael's adoptive parents, my husband and I, his birth father, and his significant other, all being there at the same time and celebrating the good day.
Well, that just did it, Betty. I'm almost in tears. It's such a touching story because God is so good. God is so good, and I just praise Him that He has formed a faith in you that allowed room for all of these things to happen and for Him to bring all of this good into the lives of so many after what happened in the beginning.
Thanks for listening. Programming like this is made available through your support, and so we appreciate that as well. You can learn more information at myfaithradio.com.